Hey guys and girls, Tom Panos here. Just thought I'd shoot you. I just want to stay connected to you. And whenever I think I've got something useful to say, I'll come on live. And of course, I'll go live because I prefer to feel like I'm having a conversation there and then in the moment, not pre-recorded. Just the thoughts come to my head. It's like picking up the phone and calling 10,000 friends. Hey, Nicholas, how you going? I hope firstly that you've stayed healthy and you haven't had coronavirus contracted by you or your family or your close friends, and I hope you're staying healthy. That's my number one thing. Hey Nick Cooney, how you going? I'm enjoying your post, by the way. Hope you're staying healthy. Hey Simon, I want to check in and see what your week is like. Put down in the comments what it's been like. I know for many people it has been a very different week. Hey, Sarah Bell, how you going? So Sarah Bell's got everything going on, running a business and a baby coming. That's multitasking. Emil, we had a fantastic session with your team, and you're doing what most good leaders are trying to do at the moment and having their team sort of stay positive in a time of chaos. Jason Roach, Gavin, how you going? Good to see you as well, Gavin. So, guys and girls, a couple of things. Three things I want to touch on. Hey, Reese. The first thing I want to touch on is the importance that you understand. Hey Maddie, how you going? Right now, don't waste your time and energy too much on trying to convince people who are low probability sellers and low probability buyers in doing a deal, right? I think if you do that, you're going to come across as someone that is a little bit too persuasive, a little bit too salesy, and a little bit too sort of pushy. If you can read the play and people are not in the position of doing business, and by the way, can I give you the two questions? Hey, Michael. Hi to everyone, by the way. Can I just give you the two questions to two segments of your database? You've got in one database buyers, and you've got in one database sellers. And all you have to really do is work out and establish from your buyers, are you buying now or are you sitting on the fence? And I want you to know that just because you might not buy now, it doesn't mean that they're not buying now. And I think one of the challenges that I've had with real estate agents at the moment is that they feel like because they wouldn't buy a property now, they're making an automatic assumption in their head that that is the behavior of their purchasers. I have to tell you, there are a bunch of buyers out there that have been looking for a couple of months and they see good value at the moment. And these people are actually buying beyond the next 90 days. They're buying a home for their family based on their life, which is a 5-10 year plan. And as Lisa says, you know, you're matchmaking. So I want you to understand what you've got to do is segment those that are sitting on the fence versus those buying. And it's a simple question like that. And the question to the sellers, it's really simple. To sellers, it's, can I ask you, do you have to sell or do you just like to sell? And the ones that have to sell, like, it might not be the ideal environment, but they have to sell. Why do they have to sell? Because there's financial reasons for it. Why do they have to sell? Because they need the sale to be able to settle on a purchase. Why do they have to sell? I don't know. Maybe they've got catastrophic thinking and thinking the world's about to end, and they have this belief that they better get out now, and if they don't, their price is going to be reducing and reducing. I don't know. All I'm saying is, never make the assumption that people think the way you do. People think the way they do. But I will say this. I noticed that there's a bunch of real estate agents that are acting and carrying on as if, hey, everything is normal. Nothing has changed. And their tone comes across in that way when they're talking to clients. And I have to tell you, if you ever want to distance yourself from a client over a long period of time or actually for life, it's to actually have a tone that lacks empathy. You see, for instance, let me explain to you tonality. I can easily say to Taney, I'm seeing Taney on the screen, I can say, Taney, or I can say, Taney. It's the same word, but the tone is different. The tone is different. And all I'm saying is, be mindful of your tone right now. And please, please don't do this. There's a bunch of girls or guys that have thought it's permission for them to numb themselves with alcohol during this period where they're working more from home. This is not the time to be numbing yourself with alcohol. Look, if you're going to have a drink, you have a drink like around this time, right? You have a drink in an afternoon. You don't start having a drink come lunchtime because you don't have things to do. Right now, I can tell you, today I interviewed a number of people. I interviewed Jet Xavier. I had a training session with Emil and his team. I interviewed Simon Pintado from Buxton's. Well, that was interesting because he said to me, like, he's got 6 appointments tomorrow and he's probably, like, you know, got a couple of appointments per day during the week. And I have to say to you, like, the operating rhythm that we operate has definitely changed. Like, I'm looking at my... Hey, Christina, good to see you. I'm looking at my own life. Like, you know, it's quite normal for me now on a Friday late to be getting a massage and getting ready for a full day of auctions. But that's not happening. But what is happening, I've got to say to you, is I'm doing an online auction tomorrow. I'm going to give it a try. I have to tell you, I believe that it's, at the moment, I'm keeping my mind open. It is nowhere near the same as doing an on-site auction. And I personally believe that even when we come out of COVID, I don't think online auctions are going to replace the traditional auctions that we're used to. And I don't think that buyers are going to be using virtual reality to find property and not inspect it. I don't have a belief. Now, I know that there's one chance in every 100 that you hear of some sort of deal going on. So Anthony, tomorrow I'm using Zoom. And by the way, there are certain practices that have changed. Like, I now know that some offices are going to be using, good morning, Sanjay, are going to be using video technology such as Google or Zoom, Google Hangouts or Zoom, to be doing certain things like certain vendor meetings or certain sales meetings. But I'm not seeing real estate agents that are saying that they're ditching on-site auctions or they're ditching inspections or they're ditching open houses. I presume that these things will be back as soon as the law allows it, right? But what I am saying is that right now, we do have the ability. Unfortunately, those that are you watching in New Zealand, you don't have the ability to be able to have a buyer appointment. But I've got to tell you, many of you don't know, as pretty much one of the few trainers in Australia that's actually owned an office and one of the few trainers in Australia that actually has cut his teeth in real estate from a young age, I have to say to you, the way I used to sell property in the late 80s, and I lived through the 87 crash, the way I used to do real estate was with buyer appointments. What used to happen is you'd qualify a lot over the phone, you would create urgency at the appointment, you might have had a second buyer at the appointment, like you had an appointment at 4 o'clock, you had another buyer waiting there at 4:15, and you actually created urgency, you used social proof, you qualified the people, and that's how we created sales. And I can't help it. I think that that is something that's going to probably stay with real estate. I think people are beginning to realize you get a far cleaner, stronger, more qualified buyer when you actually are doing one-on-ones. Hey, Joe. Hey, Jeff. Hey, Sanjay. Hi to you all. And the most important thing, what I'm going to say to you as I finish off this Friday night rant is, and by the way, Simon's been very kind enough to actually share in the Real Estate Gym the questionnaire he's getting buyers to complete now, which includes COVID-19. And the process is that not only does he end up finding out if they're healthy, he finds out if these buyers are red hot and they're ready to go. So hit up that interview there. Guys and girls, I'm signing off. No, Christina, the auction tomorrow is not going to be on Facebook. It's going to be a Zoom. Yes, there is no more order taking. We're seeing the emergence of the deal maker and the death of the order taker.